Psachim, Perek Vav Mishnah Dalet. Chagiga haisa ba min atzon. Chagiga could come from small animals, small cattle. Min abakar, from larger animal cattle. Min hakvasim, from sheep. Umin ha'izim, or from goats. Now, sheep and goats are also from tzon. Why does the Mishnah have to repeat that? So Melech HaShlomo has a nice pshat. He says that since the Karban Pesach we know cannot come from bakar, like the Rav points out here, and the Torah specifically says by the Karban Pesach, it says kvasim and izim by the Karban Pesach, so I may think it would actually make sense, it would be a good idea, to only have bakar for the chagiga. You should use larger animals for the chagiga, so people shouldn't mix it up, and chas v'shalom switch around the karbanos when they're bringing them. Nevertheless, the Torah says that you don't have to be careful about this, that in a chanami you can bring it even from tzon. That could be why it says tzon before bakar, because I may think it's only bakar. And then it even goes out of the way, the Mishnah does, and is madgish and specifies kvasim and izim, because those are the specific animals that the Torah itself mentions by the Karban Pesach. And the chiddush of this Mishnah is to teach me that a chagiga can come from that too, even though the Torah mentions that, because it's emphasizing that. Don't worry about switching up. You can bring any type of animal for Karban Chagiga. Min azcharim umin anakevus. And you can bring it from male animals or female animals, as opposed to the Karban Pesach, it can only come from male animals, like the Rav points out. And it's eaten 2 days and one night, which means the first day that it's shechted, which is Yudalid, and then the night of Tesvav, which is that first night of Pesach, and then also the following day, which is the same day, Tesvav, Nisan, the first day of Pesach, 2 days and one night, that's when you can eat the Karban Chagiga.